Okay, this week's Parshas Todos, we learn about the journey of Yitzchak and Rivka in their quest to have children. The Parsha begins with him davening on one corner, her davening on another corner. She conceives, she ultimately has twins, the Yisrael Tzitzim HaBanu B'Kirba. Twins are born, Yaakov and Eshav enter the scene as they grow up. Their very different life paths and choices become apparent. At the end of Parachav Hay, in exchange for lentil stew, Yaakov buys the Bechorah from Esav, who sells it for a pot of lentil stew. Parachav Vav takes a intermission from the story of Yaakov and Esav to tell us about the famine in the land, and Yitzchak and Rivka find themselves in the territory of Gerar, the land of the king of Plishtim. Parachav Zayin tells us that Rivka orchestrates that her son Yaakov should receive the blessings first from his father Yitzchak in Yitzchak's old age. She arranges that Yaakov dress up at Esav's hunting garments and go to the lamb and bring two. She prepares goats for Yitzchak to eat so that his soul will be satiated and he will bless Yaakov before his death. When Esau finds out that Yaakov has come in and tricked his father and received the blessings, he is very angry. Yikruvu yimei eva aviva harga as Yaakov achi 2741. Yitzchak and Rivka send Yaakov away before the wrath of Esau. I want to talk about the personalities of Yaakov and Esav and what they say for us today in our times. The Pasuk tells us in Parachav Hei Pasuchav Zayim, Vayigdulu hana'arim, the lads grow up. Vayihi Esav ish yodeat sayid ish sadar. And Esav was a man who knew trapping, a man of the field. The Yaakov ish tam yoshev alim. And Yaakov was a simple or pure man, a dweller in tents. And Rashi says about ish tam yoshev ohalim, aholo shol shem v'aholo shol ever. Yaakov chose to dwell in the tents of Torah and the yeshiva of shem and ever, while Esav was a hunter, and he was a man who knew trapping, a man of the field. What is the difference in these two personalities in the terms that the Torah give to label their personalities and what that means to us and a lesson for us as Jews today? So I quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal, who says as follows. The Torah describes Esav using two expressions, Ish Yodea Tzayir, a man who understood hunting, and Ish Sadeh, a man of the field. Hunting in this context refers to aggressive ambition, the drive to work, to achieve, to continue working, to achieve even more. It's like a vicious cycle of ambition to work, to achieve, to work, to achieve, to work, to achieve. More specifically, an ish yodea tzayid, a man who understands trapping or hunting, says the Rav, relies on no one other than himself. His own initiatives and his efforts are what he believes in. He denies the concept of providence as the primary factor in determining a person's success and failures. Of course, we must all do our reasonable hishtadlus in this world, but we also understand Rabos Machshavos Belevish Vatzos Hashem Hisakum. They tell a mashal of a person who's on a train and the train is going too slowly for him. So he starts to push on the front of the car. And they say to him, what are you pushing? And he said, the train's going too slowly. I want it to go faster. So I'm pushing on the walls of the car to make it go faster, you fool. Do you think if you push the train faster because you're pushing on the walls, it'll go faster? Unless you're the train driver, the conductor up front who's controlling the train, you can't make it go any faster than you are. We must do our hishtadlus. But we must also know that it is providence and providence alone, hishkacha pratis, that is the primary factor in determining our success and failure. The ish yodea tzayid does not know this, says the Rav. The ish yodea tzayid focuses exclusively on honing his talents and exerting himself in pursuit of his goals. While the ish yodea tzayid describes Esav's approach to pursuing his goals, the second term, ish sadeh, a man of the field, describes these goals. An ish sadeh is a person driven by passion. Passion for what? Wealth, luxury, and fame. The field, aka the workplace, is not only the place where he earns his livelihood, it is the very essence of his life. It's not just that he goes to work and he has a different life. He does his shtadlus to make parnasha. His life is the field. He devotes himself tirelessly to the accumulation of wealth and luxury. And in this relentless pursuit, ideals such as compassion and sensitivity are obstacles to his success, rather than limits. Esav, as Chazal described, cared little for the needs of those around him. He preferred instead to focus his energies entirely on personal success rather than concern for anyone else. Says the Rav, does Esav's personality of Ish Yodea Tzayid, a man who understands hunting and trapping, who relies on his own aggressive ambition, who has a drive to work in order to achieve, in order to work, in order to achieve more. And he relies only on himself. The Ish Sada aspect of himself is someone who has a passion for wealth, luxury, and fame to better his own station in life entirely without thinking about those around him. Says the Rav, does this apply to us? The answer is very much so. Modern Western man has much in common with the biblical Esau. Like Esau, modern man also relies exclusively on his own efforts and refuses to acknowledge God's hand in his fate. 20th century man, says the Rav, is guilty of being an Ish Sada, of allowing the pursuit of wealth, comfort, and fame to overtake his life and define his very essence. What would the Rav say today? When man seems to have lost all reason, when governments deny the very existence of God, when society seems to be so upside down, Olam Hafuch Ra'isi Meseches Pesachim Nun. When man, when society, when individuals refuse to acknowledge God's hand in fate, 20th century man is guilty of being an Ish Sada, of allowing the pursuit of wealth, comfort, and fame to overtake his life and define his very essence. The accumulation of wealth, says the Rav, has become an end unto itself, an end that justifies virtually all means. People feel responsible only for themselves and their fortunes, and this allows them to trample over others during their frantic pursuit of affluence. The characteristics of Esav, the Isho Deyatzayit, and the Ish Sada, according to the Rav, are alive and well in society today, as we know at Rachmana Litzlan. However, the Pasuk tells us about Yaakov, the Ish Tam, Yoshev Ohalim. If we look at Targum Unklus, by the way, Targum Unklus says, Yaakov Gevar Shalim, Mishamish Beis Upna. Yaakov was complete, Shalim, Shalim. He served in the house of teaching, going back to Rav Salvechik. Jewish tradition teaches us instead to follow the example of Yaakov Avinu, who the Torah describes as an Ish Tam Yoshev Olim, a simple man, or like Unkla says, a complete and wholesome man dwelling in tents. Yaakov's simplicity cannot possibly refer to simple-mindedness. It does not mean naivete. After all, over the course of his life, he managed to outmaneuver both his murderous brother and his insidious uncle. Rather, Yaakov's simplicity manifested itself in the nature of his lifestyle. Yaakov's lifestyle, unlike Esav, was characterized by humility, anivus, tznius, and contentment, mestapik b'miut, ezo asher samech b'chelko. In direct contradistinction to Esau, Jacob felt no need to pursue luxury or prominence for the sake of luxury or prominence. He felt perfectly content to dwell in the tents of study, to learn and practice the laws of God, to pursue spiritual excellence rather than material excess. Understanding what his brothers could not, that our sustenance and very lives depend upon divine grace. Yaakov invested his energies in the service of God rather than devoting himself to the pursuit of material gain. So now you could say, oh, wait a minute, we see that Yaakov worked 6 years for the flocks. So clearly, well, and before that even, he worked 14 years for his wives, and then he worked 6 years for the flock. So was he really a person who was not interested in parnasa? Yaakov is known as the Bechir Shabavos. That's how Chazal labeled him. He's the father of the Shiftei Ka. When he went down to Goshen, Ve'es Yehuda Shalach Lefan of Laharos or Lefan of Geshona. He's saying Yehuda to establish a base Talmud, a base Madrash, a base Ulpana, because Klai Yisrael cannot exist without Torah. Yaakov teaches us, yes, of course a person has to go to work. Of course a person has to do a shtadlus. A person has to do reasonable, hardworking efforts to bring shafa bracha of Kosh Baruch Hu into their lives. But Yaakov also understood that one cannot outwit, one cannot outmaneuver, one cannot do more than the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to do. It is simply like pushing the walls of the train because you want it to go faster. He was the Ish Tam, says Unklus, Givar Shalim. He was Yoshev Oholim, Mishamish Beis Opana. We learn that the Derech HaTorah is what must guide every aspect of our lives, from tefillah to mitzvos to chesed, and yes, to work as well. Yaakov's simplicity, says the Rav, does not mean simple-mindedness or naivete. He managed to maneuver both his murderous brother, Esav, numerous times, and his insidious uncle, Lavan. However, what does it mean, Yoshev Oholim, the Ish Tam, a life of humility and contentment? He felt no need to pursue luxury or prominence, as did his brother Asa. He felt perfectly content to study, to learn, to practice the laws of God. The pursuit of his life was spiritual excellence, not material excellence. Understanding what his brother could not, that our sustenance and very lives depend upon divine grace. Yaakov invested all of his energies in the service of God, rather than devoting himself to the pursuit of material gain. It's something that we must truly all ask ourselves. We live in a society of tremendous affluence. Baruch Hashem, because Baruch Hu gives us all what we need, should continue to give us what we need. And we must continue to do our ishtavas, but when we are asked, what is the focus of our life? What defines your personality? What is your pursuit in life? What are your end goals? You must keep in mind the divergent personalities of the Esav, of the Isha de Atzai, Ishtada, versus that of Yaakov, Ishtam, Yosheva, Olima. Remember that we are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that is the path upon which we must always strive to walk for us and for our children and for Klal Yisrael. I wish you a wonderful day, Kol Tov, and Be'ezor Hashem, at Shabbat Shalom. Thank you all.